Time now for an Olympics update with thanks to Monarch Painting, the leaders in paint accessories. Do the job right. MonarchPainting.com.au.
And we have got many, many medals so far, but maybe we're getting close to a few more at 3:30. So coming up very, very shortly, we have got the women's skeet final featuring Leticia Scanlon and Penny Smith. So that is in the shooting. We'll keep you across all of that. At 3:39, the canoe slalom featuring Jess Fox. So that's underway now, but she'll be underway at about 3:39 in the semi-final of the canoe slalom. So we'll keep you abreast of that later on this afternoon. Hopefully, Jess will be going for gold. If not, begging for bronze. That's okay too. Medals for today. Well, let's do this, Gibbo. We got one of these.
3, 2, 1, gold! Gold, Australia! Gold!
Isaac Stubbity Cook. Men's 200-metre backstroke. He set an Olympic record, this young man. Let's have a listen to the concluding stages.
Zach Stobbety-Cook made a huge move. Look at the increase in his stroke rate here. He's really up on the shoulder of Arno Kuminga. He's made a huge move. He's just got to get onto the wall, increase his stroke rate, right on the world record line.
Good position for the Australian. He's moved up into the silver medal position. He goes up alongside Kuminga. Is it another gold medal for these Australians at these Games? Yes, it is!
He's got it!
The Aussie does it, gets the Olympic record. Zach Stobbety-Cook. Remember that name.
Remember the name, Brendan. Special stuff.
Yeah, amazing stuff. You can't forget the name, really, can you?
You can't forget the name.
What a great effort. And it seemed like a bit of a surprise to people. Like, he had what it takes. You saw his dad going absolutely bananas.
Yeah.
So just more gold. It's funny. It's like, I think a lot of countries are struggling because of the circumstances. Mm. So hot there. A few of their athletes didn't make it. It's pretty stressful with what's going on. The Aussies, we always have in times of war, you know, when our back's against the wall, the Aussies seem to go, yeah, we've got this.
Well, Daniil Medvedev in the tennis, he was just, what if I die out here? It's 30 degrees, yeah. Daniil. Calm down, mate.
I feel that whenever I go to Queensland now.
So that's coming up. We've got Isaac Stubbety-Cook, well done there. Yeah. Now, Basil's doing a wonderful job commentating.
Isn't he?
All of the events. Matty Hill in the rowing, and many of the Channel 7 commentators are doing a fine job. However, I did not anticipate hearing this particular word in an Olympic coverage.
We can all go gobbledygook for Zach Stubbety-Cook.
Give the microphone back, Basil. Keep calling the races.
You reckon he's overstepped it there?
Have we? We can all go gobbledygook.
You reckon he's gone overboard? Is he suffering from overconfidence in that moment? Do you think,
possibly,
Joel, as a commentator?
Possibly.
That screams of one of those ones that he's called the wife this morning on the way to work.
Can you get this
gone,
in?
He's gone, Linda, listen to this one. This is what I'm thinking. Linda. I'm thinking if he wins, I might go for the gobbledygook into the, what do you think? And she's going, oh, yeah. Whatever you, okay. Yeah, I'll love you either way, Basil. You know, so, but he's gone for it.
He has. And now we have Matthew Hill, who calls the Melbourne Cups.
Yeah.
Which he does a brilliant job. And I think he's done
a lot of horses.
Oh, he's done about four or five of them, right? So, very smartly, we got Matthew Hill to call the rowing, and he's doing an equally fine job.
Yeah.
So, the Americans have followed us. Now, this is the guy that they've sent in to do the Olympics. Here's him, his rehearsal calling a race. There was a horse called R. Have a listen to this.
In the middle of the track is R. Coming down to the final 16th, it is Stampat in front. Arg in front, coming down to the wire. They're coming to the finish, and it's all
Is that some kind of audition for Pirates of the Caribbean? Or...
Yes.
That is fantastic.
Oh, dear. So, there you go. Kyle Chalmers. Did you see the Kyle Chalmers race?
No. I was about to pretend that I did.
Yeah.
And I always think it's good to go with honesty. I didn't. No. Talk me through
So we have James Magnusson here, who's been brilliant with Matty White, calling for SEN 1170. And he made the comment... He said, if they turn before 23, if Kyle turns before 23 seconds, you'll win. If he doesn't, he won't. And he did, right? Whoa. And he mowed down, he absolutely mowed down the American just short. Missed by 0.06. I actually thought, watching to the naked eye, that he'd won the race. So he got the silver. He got the silver, Kyle Chalmers. The women's, you'll be happy with this, they were $1.08 to win the gold, this team. The women's 4x200 freestyle. Now, Ariane Titmus, Emma McEwen, Maddie Wilson and Leah Neal, four brand new swimmers with relation to the semi-final, I believe, and, mm-hmm. and the heats. They had four different swimmers completely all together who'd done terrifically well. Bronze.
Mm. What does that say?
Well,
here at SEN, we have created a monster.
You have created a monster.
It's drifted over the seas all the way into the Tokyo Village, and the team are like, I think we'll just hit bronze here, ladies.
I think we will. Well, that's it. That's the Olympic update with thanks to Monarch Painting, premium brushes, rollers, trays and tools. We will keep you updated as things evolve as well. But last night, the men's rugby sevens final, well done to the Fijians. They go back-to-back as far as the gold's concerned. Population of less than a million. So for them to do that, the rugby sevens team have won Fiji's only two Olympic medals. The captain, Jerry Tuwai, the only player to win gold in both Olympics. Now, after singing the national anthem during the medal ceremony, the team performed the hymn, Enda Sakaka. Have a listen.